Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Nikki, I feel like I might know the answer to this, but I have to ask. Is cheating in a relationship a deal breaker for you?
Girl, yes. Yes, maybe back in the day when I was young and dumb, no, but in my mid-40s, for sure, a deal breaker.
Yes, like, I agree. If you're in an open relationship, that's different.
But right, right.
100%, it's a deal breaker.
Maybe it's easier to look past it when, like, there's kids involved, right?
Yeah, that's fair. And that also seems to maybe be the case for Kim Kardashian, because one of the songs on Kanye's new album, Donda, includes what sounds like a public confession to cheating on Kim after they had two kids.
Ooh, and based on the lyrics, this was way before she filed for divorce this year.
And since Kim's, for some reason, reportedly still open to getting back together with Kanye, maybe cheating isn't her final straw.
Oh, wait, is Kim more evolved than us?
I mean, she's definitely more evolved financially, that is for sure. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Nikki Boyer. Today is Thursday, September 2nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, so as we talked about Monday, rap superstar Kanye West finally released his album, Donda. And it's pretty hard to not notice some of the album's lyrics are about his relationship with estranged wife, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
But one song sounds like it offers up a huge confession, right?
Yeah.
That Kanye cheated on Kim during their marriage.
Yeah, so the cheating reveal comes in his song Hurricane, which features the singer The Weeknd.
Here I go, I get too rich. Here I go with a new chick. And I know what the truth is. Still playing out the two kids. It's a lot to digest when your life always moving.
So in the song, Kanye says, here I go with a new chick. And I know what the truth is. Still playing after two kids. So,
I mean, that's kind of obvious.
Sounds like a confession. I don't know. But Page Six reported the song is his way of admitting everything he did wrong and taking accountability for the breakdown of their marriage.
Mm, he's so noble.
Oh, yeah. Such a great guy.
But even though he's admitted that he cheated during their marriage, this apparently wasn't the reason that Kim filed for divorce.
Yeah. So as we know, Kim filed for divorce back in February of this year after almost 7 years of marriage. And in Kanye's song, he says the cheating happened after they had two kids. But of course, we know he and Kim have four children, which right. means the cheating happened sometime in the middle of their marriage, not at the end. And, you know, Kim talked about the divorce during the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And she said she felt like she didn't have a partner to share life with and that her marriage to Kanye felt the best when he was living apart from her in Wyoming, which is not a great sign of a relationship working. Like,
oh, she's like, we work the best when we're not together.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
marriage.
Perfect. It's true love.
And this distance between them is also something that Kanye raps about on Donda. He mentions it as well.
Yeah. So in the song Hurricane, Kanye raps about his $60 million home that he shared with Kim, famously featured in the high-end magazine Architectural Digest. He raps how he never went home to it. Hmm. And during his marriage to Kim, Kanye also bought a massive ranch in Wyoming. And, you know, as they've both talked about, he spent a lot of time there. Right. Away from his Calabasas mansion and away from Kim and their four kids.
I mean, listen, I am raising two teenagers right now, and I have to say, building a house in another city does not sound like a bad idea. But this is not a way, it's not a way to raise four young children. Like, you got to do it together.
Right.
You got to be there. So
yes, 100%.
Part of me can't blame him, but the other part of me is like, well, you might want to come home for a minute.
Yeah.
But the physical distance between Kim and Kanye isn't the only cause of their marital problems, right?
Right.
Kanye's new music also reveals how his alcoholism played a really big part in their split, which
yeah.
I think was kind of vulnerable to admit that
yeah.
musically as well.
Yeah, right. Like he did an interview with GQ. He talked about his alcoholism. He said he drank orange juice and vodka in the morning, which I gotta say, I love how like champagne and orange juice is okay in the morning and we've all just accepted that. But when you put vodka in there, we're like, whoa. Cool your jets.
I never thought of that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Really weird. But he also did refer to himself as a functioning alcoholic.
Right.
And in another track off Donda called Lord, I Need You, Ye mentions his drinking, rapping again about his relationship with Kim, saying, would you shut up? I can't hear myself drink.
Ooh-wee.
Which is clever, but rude.
Right. How do you really feel?
It's a real catch-22.
Yeah, this song just kind of lays it all out there. So Lord, I Need You also yes. dropped some other bombs about his marriage to Kim, like lyrics suggesting that Kanye thinks Kim also cheated on him.
Right. So in the song, he raps, 3 hours to get back from Palm Springs. Who you know spend an hour in Walgreens.
Wait, can we just acknowledge that he rhymed Palm Springs and Walgreens? That's my favorite
yeah,
thing ever.
He really pulled a lot of tricks out of the bag with this one.
Oh my gosh.
But his fans are interpreting it as Kanye accusing Kim of lying about where she was and possibly cheating. And speaking of drinking, someone at BuzzFeed reported that the trip from Palm Springs back to Calabasas should only take 90 minutes. But I Google mapped this because I have to have the facts. And it's a 2.5 hour drive.
Yes. So, listen, on a perfect day when there's not another car
right.
in sight, you can blaze there. But let me
exactly.
tell you, I've driven it and it takes 3 to 3.5 hours. And can
yes.
we just stick up for a girl once? Have you ever gone into Walgreens or Rite Aid or CVS?
There's
and before you know
there.
It, 45 minutes go by and you've got 17 lip glosses and 4 different types of tampons in your bag. And you're like, yes,
yeah.
my life is complete. Give the girl a break. She's got 4 kids. Maybe she wants to go to Walgreens. Lord, I Need You also talks about his faded sex life with Kim.
Yes.
And how their differences in their upbringing may have led to their split. I mean, he lays it all out in this song.
Right. Yeah. So he refers to Kim as his favorite prom queen, which is the same term he used to describe her in his 2013 song Bound 2, which
right.
now has the famous music video of Kim nude straddling Kanye while he rides a motorcycle. And the track was all about like their super steamy sex life, which, according to Kanye, has apparently now faded.
We used to do the freak like 7 days a week. It's the best collab since Taco Bell and KFC. Talk to me nicely. Don't come at me loud. You had a Benz of 16. I could barely afford an Audi. How you gonna try to say sometimes it's not about me?
So in the song Lord, I Need You, Kanye says, we used to do the freak like 7 days a week. And then he also says, it's the best collab since Taco Bell and KFC.
Huh.
Which, is that really a collab or is that two businesses that shared a building for some reason? Because like you don't go there and you're like, I'm going to get a burrito and I'm also going to get some fried chicken. Like
no.
it's not really a collab. more so as like a rent sharing situation.
I love you. Oh my God. It's kind of difficult to keep the sex life spicy when you have four kids and you right. live in two different houses and two different yeah. states. Like, come
100%.
On. 100%. Come on, Kanye.
Yeah. So obviously this song spills a ton of tea about their sex life and how it's apparently changed.
And then there's the line about how Kim had a Benz at 16,
yes.
which people are taking to mean like how different their upbringings were and how it may have yeah. caused problems. So we're really digging into these right. lyrics, but he's also giving us a lot to dig into. Like, he's dumping it right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics talk about how Kim complained apparently too much in their marriage. So,
which is ironic, given the fact that he put out an entire album complaining.
Oh,
like, let's just talk about that for a sec.
I'm like, should she just beatbox and put it to some music? And
maybe
she
it'll
be okay. She should. You know what? I would actually love to hear her spoken
oh.
word album. So, guys, listen up. Everybody, listen to me. Anyway, we're getting more insight into why Kim eventually filed for divorce. We are definitely getting that. And there's
yes.
been a lot of press lately about how Kim might be considering getting back together with Kanye. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely wild. You know, as we all saw, Kim, she was at all three listening events for Donda. She also appeared on stage at the last one in a wedding dress.
Right.
And a lot of people wondered if it was some kind of statement about them maybe getting back together or renewing their vows.
But it was confirmed later that this was not the case.
Yes.
Even though there are reports that Kim is not rushing the divorce and she's open to getting back together with Kanye. I don't think this was like a sign. I think it was just her supporting him.
Yes,
for his performance.
She's been so
yeah.
supportive.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently they're in a really good place. Their friendship is good. Not sure how great it is after the album, but they're also co-parenting four kids together really well, which is obviously the most important thing.
Absolutely. And Kim even showed her support for his album on her Instagram on Sunday, sharing screenshots of her listening to some of the songs. So,
yeah.
Yeah. She posted screen grabs of both songs, Hurricane and Lord, I Need You, which, like we said, seemed to be mostly about his relationship with her. So that's kind of a, like that's an olive branch of like, look, I support
yeah.
this so much so that I'm posting a
right.
picture.
Yeah. Although a bunch of fans with magnifying glasses did notice that Kim was listening to the songs on mute. She did delete the shots and then re-uploaded them with new ones of the volume turned up. But of course, fans still called her out. And someone even tweeted, Kim really said Kanye's music sounds better when it's on mute.
Oh. That's
oh,
so
God.
Sad.
Really
so
is.
So we've also been hearing reports that Kanye wants to get back with Kim. And we
yeah.
know how he loves to go big with his romantic gestures, you know, pulling out all the stops in the past. So my question is this. Is it possible that Donda is just this grand gesture to win her back?
If so, he's doing a really bad job. Like, all he's doing is, like, pointing out all of her flaws. It's like, is this really the best tactic? I truly don't know.
Bless his heart.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
Look, I think writing music about the person you love can be really romantic. But for the love of God, Kanye, like, just keep some stuff private. Please.
Right. Please, please don't make music about my sex life. Nobody needs to hear about that.
Seriously. Like, whatever happened to just standing outside of someone's window with a boombox?
Is romance just dead? Is it?
I mean, if it is, we all have to blame Kanye. That's a pact we have to make.
Poor Kanye.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Nikki Boyer. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask Alexa to play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.